The CLGB study clearly demonstrates that IFL is not better than 5-FU leucovorin. I think we're surprised, although ultimately I think bolus IFL isn't even a particularly effective regimen in the metastatic setting. The PETEC study, well, I think it's a little less clear. It's certainly not like MOSAIC, where it met its appropriate principal endpoint. On the other hand, there is a modest benefit for FOLFIRI in PETEC compared to 5-FU leucovorin in the study design as it's designed, using its primary endpoint of disease-free survival, which unfortunately was poorly conceived. It included secondary cancers as an endpoint. When they used a recurrence-free survival endpoint that was identical to MOSAIC, they actually find about a 9% improvement in disease-free survival, which was statistically significant and may be comparable to what you see in MOSAIC, but that wasn't obviously the predefined endpoint. So I think we have to conclude that PETEC is null, but you could look at it and say maybe there's something there. We're waiting for longer follow-up because its presentation was actually last year, ASCO 2005, with I think only about a 37-month follow-up, and certainly we need longer follow-up on that study.
Any kinds of clinical situations where you would consider irinotecan in the adjuvant setting, maybe a very high-risk patient who had pre-existing neuropathy, for example?
I wouldn't routinely use FOLFIRI in any circumstance in the adjuvant setting. But, you know, I think, yeah, like, certainly there could be exceptions. In somebody where you really can't give oxaliplatin because of a history of neuropathy, and in which you really do think that they're at high risk. And in that circumstance, I suppose I'd be willing to consider FOLFIRI, in that I think in the metastatic setting, FOLFIRI and FOLFOX are equivalent.